What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Bonus content. Hey, listen, Food Court will be coming back with new episodes this spring, but until then, here is some fun bonus content to tide you over. When you work in TV and film, there are tables of snacks and drinks set up all day, but not everyone approaches them the same way. Let's hear from Julie and Amy from the heated cilantro debate. What is your go-to on a well-stocked crafty table? Do you have some thoughts on how you hit the crafty table on set?
Oh, I go for the crap. I go for candy. I go for, like, sometimes they have Pop-Tarts, but I'm embarrassed eating Pop-Tarts in front of somebody.
Oh, it is a clutch find on a crafty table, Pop-Tarts.
Look, Pop-Tarts, and I don't want them heated up. Like, a raw Pop-Tart is totally my favorite thing, but I'll hide them. I'll try to nice. Secretly eat them.
I nice. Like when there's, like, a breakfast craft service mm-hmm. table
oh,
and they have bacon. I'll just, like, honestly hoard pile of bacon on my plate. That's like my favorite.
That's a good one. That is.
Because it's like a huge vat of, you know, it's a huge thing of bacon, and it's just like varying degrees of crispiness. Everybody can find their level of bacon. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
And amidst all of this at the crafty table, I love the crafty chef who then, like, late in the afternoon is like, here's some Thai cucumber cold soup.
Yeah, they make the craziest stuff.
That is the craziest thing. Like, I recently worked on a show where we, like, the 4 o'clock snack was fried chicken and salad. And it was just like this massive vat of fried, beautiful fried chicken and salad.
It's the weirdest thing on set. Yeah.
It's so weird. The abundance of food is crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's hard to perform after that 4 p.m. snack, I would assume as well.
And that was like, I was almost wrapped. I was like, I'm going to do this. This is dinner.
I got this. A couple lines. Sometimes they have chefs.
Yeah.
And there's like little burrito kiosks, and it's just a world of snacks, whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. And an apple.
Yeah.
And one small little basket.
Yeah,
of
they always
a
have like,
yeah,
like they'll have like some
two dirty bananas and a
red, like, delicious apples.
Yeah. And one cutie. Cool.
And so many kind bars.
Yeah.
Mine also is the fruity childhood cereal that I would never ever order, but like I'll just, what? Apple Jacks? Yes, three times today.
Yeah, exactly.
Andy and Naomi, who argued about condiments, know their way around this topic. This is a question I love to ask people that are super famous and travel the world and are on sets all over the place. How do you tackle the crafty table on set? What are your favorites, your dislikes? Like, ooh, what do you love about a good crafty table?
I am never healthy at a crafty table, and I feel like I should be, because, like, I get it. The actors, like, you know, if you have to be up and on your feet for a long time, You know, you want to keep it light. You want to keep it clean. Honey, I'm going right in. Like, if there's a pulled pork sandwich, that's what I'm making at 3 p.m. I love it.
I have no willpower, which is one of the reasons why I don't keep any junk food around the house. And even when we have, like, potato chips in the house, Naomi has to hide them from me because I don't... whatever the shutoff valve that other people have in their bodies, like, once the food starts tasting like ashes in your mouth... they stop eating, and I don't. Like, the other night, I was still hungry for some reason after dinner, and at, like, 11 o'clock at night, I just started dipping pretzels in Nutella. Ooh. And there was a point where it no longer tasted like anything anymore, and I still kept going, and then had indigestion all night.
I love that, first of all. Salty pretzels and Nutella.
So Crafty is a nightmare. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Pretzels and Nutella.
But pretzel and Nutella. So Crafty is a nightmare, because it's just the chance to... eat stuff, and then it just becomes this Ide Feeks in my head. You walk away from the table, and then you just keep thinking about all the cookies and all the chips that are still there. Mm. And it's like, well, what, you know, I'll just exercise a little more. It won't matter. There's no big deal if I just have some more chips.
No,
it's not a problem.
I love
See,
both
I'm not
of these.
A snacker.
Yeah, I love both of these takes. Because Naomi, basically you're letting me know that, like, I'm not famous enough because I've never seen pulled pork sandwiches on a Crafty table. Like, the sets I'm on is like Starburst and aspirin. And, like, that's pretty much like.
But that's because you're cooking the good stuff. You're making the good stuff, though.
Fair enough. That's true.
I love, like, real food. I'm less of a snack person. You know, so, like, if there is just like a bag of cookies. That's like maybe if I'm really bored. The one thing I do like are fruit snacks, any kind of gummy fruit snacks. Mm. But other than that, like, I will just go for, like, the real food. And I will eat, like, if you let me eat 5 real meals a day, I would.
Yeah. Reka and Mike from the unforgettable flour versus corn tortilla episode weigh in.
Craft tables. Crafty. The Crafty. You're on set.
Yes. Yes. I already know. What do I like?
Whatever. Yeah, go for it. Craft table, your choices.
If I'm on set, I can't eat, like, super processed shit and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So my favorite stuff to have is, like, just, like, a natural peanut butter with, like, veggies or something I can put on it. Bananas. I freaking love doing, like, a banana with peanut butter kind of thing. That's my favorite. Or, like, if I'm feeling crazy, like, a seedy-ass bread full of fiber, makes you poop kind of thing with peanut butter on
okay,
it.
Okay, very
like
healthy. Slight,
oh, yes, yeah. I love that. Ooh, I love like a LaCroix sick situation. I love like a tea, an herbal tea situation. These are all the things I requested for the Ultra Megatron set. Yeah. I love like a dried mango, not sweetened. They're already so sweet.
Why do you sweeten them?
They're the sweetest fruit.
We are on the same side here. Like, because as someone who's not doing any added sugar in my diet, like.
They're so sweet.
You don't have to sweeten raisins.
But chili? Chili on?
I'll put tahini, yes. But like, let me do that. Like, if you have, like, oh, if fresh mango, too, ooh, yeah, put some chili powder on that. Delicious. Put a little lime. Ah! Incredible.
All right, so Rake is keeping it healthy at the craft table. Yeah. Mike, you?
I mean, the thing that I'm always like, ooh, baby, thank God, is, I'll also say, like, our craft tables were usually pretty base.
Pretty unhealthy.
Yeah. But
they are.
But, like, it is honestly just, like, a simple cheese platter-y kind of thing. Mm. And mainly for me, it's just, like, so much of the stuff. And when I say simple cheese platter, I'm not talking about, like, ooh, a fancy, we got a little brie. Like, I'm talking, like,
the
you
squares.
Got it from Costco. Yeah. It's just squares of stuff.
White but, like, and yellow cubes.
Totally. But for me, it, like, so often that crafty table is, like, it's 90% carbs. It's just, like, potato chips and crackers and bagels. And it's, like, at a certain point, it's like I can't just keep shoving carbs in my face because I feel crazy. And it's all processed, like you said. Yes. And they you do usually try to, like, throw a bone to, like, the healthier eaters and be like, hey, here's a bowl of fruit. And it's always, like, the greenest banana you've ever seen.
Or the oldest smushed grape. Raspberries that are in a paper towel that's
it's just
bled
the,
through.
The worst fruit. And cheese is a thing that's, like, this is not carbs. It's not, like, super processed, and it, like, feels more like real food to me, I guess.
I do like when you know, it's within budget, then all of a sudden the crafty chef pops out at, like, 4:30, and they're like, I made some chilled cucumber soup.
And I'm like, absolutely.
But it's amazing. It comes at, like, a time when no one would expect it. And you're like, oh, who made pad thai?
Because veggies on set, that veggie platter, the one that was made 20 years ago that everyone keeps buying, smells so bad.
There was one day, were you there that day?
Yes, because there's been 2 days.
There, someone got a veggie platter that had already gone so bad. So bad that it was just like,
it's the broccoli.
The entire set just smells like the worst fart you've ever smelled.
The stand, well, and why? Twice. And why? Because there's a couple vegetables usually on the standard veggie tray. Mm-hmm. Cauliflower and broccoli.
They're cruciferous.
Cruciferous vegetables.
I'd like a recount.
That can get stinky, right? Yeah. But I do have I have just a little thing I have to get off my chest here. Cauliflower, usually the last picked vegetable in the tray, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But if you're looking for any inspiration in the world today, and like you're like, I'm down on it, I don't know, like I'm trying hard to make something happen, and it's just not going my way, I just want everyone to take some inspiration from cauliflower.
Yeah.
Cauliflower is
usually an underdog story.
The last picked vegetable in the crudité tray. It smells like farts, but in this day and age, cauliflower is rice. Mm-hmm. Cauliflower is pizza dough.
Cauliflower is tortillas.
Yes.
Yeah. It really cauliflower's made a comeback in a huge way.
With an Oprah endorsement.
And here's the thing with cauliflower. Cauliflower is one of those things where you might hate it, but it's your fault. It's your fault you hate it. You're not doing anything to it.
Yeah.
You have to roast it. I don't know. Put spices. Put a sauce on it.
I feel like when this first came out, you jokingly said our topic is cauliflower versus broccoli, but I think we probably actually could do it.
I know.
Could make a whole thing out of it.
Because I truly, as a mostly vegan, people screw up cauliflower so much. Or they'll be like, well, there's no meat for you, but we got a cauliflower and it didn't put any seasoning on it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Great.
Thank you.
Andrew and Cody from the Chicken Wings episode are TV writers with strong opinions on this. Now, what about when it comes to eating at the crafty table? How do you navigate the crafty table?
Like, you guys haven't shot She-Hulk yet, so you haven't been on that set, which I imagine will have pretty good craft. Crafty Catering was provided by this company that they have a Instagram account called What's for Snack, where they would post, like, the least appetizing photos of whatever food they made. It's actually shocking because the food was all good, but the photography was incredibly bad. Like everything was like kind of gray looking looked overcooked even when it wasn't. But someone realized early on that I was like, What's for Snack, the Instagram account's like number one supporter. And so people started getting like upset when I hadn't liked something in time. But yeah, I'm mostly like just like handful of almonds and coffee.
Cody.
Yeah, so like we haven't shot She-Hulk yet, but the last show that I was on set for, it was in Atlanta, Georgia. So like our caterer was like basically like just like sort of soul food adjacent. So like I remember one night they were doing like a snack round, like passing out snacks and stuff, and the dude just made chicken and waffles and like at like 7 p.m. for like a night shoot. Like I remember eating it and then immediately falling asleep on an apple box in the corner.
How do you not?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, if you ever need someone to kick some food ideas off of in the writer's room, give me a shout, whatever you need.
Oh, we got you, King.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Awesome, guys.
Betsy and Jess from the Mom Throwdown, they have opinions.
I love to ask, how do you tackle the crafty table? How do you tackle craft services?
Okay, a lot of nuts. I go for the nuts.
So you stay healthy.
I stay healthy because otherwise, because my fear is I can't fit into my costume if I go crazy.
Okay, listen, right? you're wrapped for the day. You're wrapped for the day, and you're scrolling past Crafty one last time. How do you do it?
I'm still a nuts person. I don't really go crazy at Crafty.
You don't put a bunch of sodas in your bag?
Okay.
No, because I don't drink soda. If there were a bunch of kombuchas, they would all go in my bag.
That's so funny because I feel like in this regard, we are opposite. I go on set and I'm just like, M&M's, bagels, like garbage dump.
Is this like for the sugar rush of it? Just like, you're pumped up? Or
I think it's sort of like, all rules are off because we're on set. It's sort of like if you go to another country, you can just sleep with whoever. It's sort of the same logic.
I love that rule.
It's the Olympic Village.
That's right. It's the Olympic Village rule. If I leave this country, I am single and ready to mingle.
And if I go on set, calories and fat don't exist.
Listen, my key to the crafty table is the medicine.
The medicine? Like, you mean the emergencies?
Whatever. Oh. Like, just like the stuff's expensive. Like, if you're like, pamplemousse is not that expensive. We can all get a 24 pack of pamplemousse LaCroix.
I will take those little, what are they called? The little Fig Newtons they have, the upgraded Fig Newtons that have like raspberry or strawberry. I forget what they're called. You can get them at Costco. I steal those for my kids. I'll put like 10 of them in. for my kids.
I always leave with a Coke Zero. Always.
That's I like that. You got, well, obviously, you're very structured. Like, you always do this. You always eat breakfast at this time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Listen, everyone, what do you think? I know that you're going to let me hear about it on social media. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Bamahi. Food Court was created by our executive producer, Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Gabrielle Collins, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaze. The theme song is by Jason Naismith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite food shows. And until next week, Food Court is adjourned.
Barbecue's a noun, not a verb.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.